Some things are always happening in the background. Your background. We get caught up in the idea that there's an overwhelming, overriding force which distinguishes between waking functioning and automatic background functioning. You might think you are somehow going to feel compelled to take a specific action. That is trans. It can feel that way. But subtle steering in the background that keeps you going just a little longer in your hard-working display. That's trance. Manifestation of a toolbox of ideas can go either way. We open it up, we fan it out, we spread it away from us. And look at the possibilities if you lay down and roll in it. Selecting the right tool from among the many. There's also the background process. The good stuff. The things you do. You don't realize it, do you? You don't realize you're doing it. Organizing your thoughts in a way that falls down the ladder of hypnotic process. Organize things. Do it unthinkingly. If there's something near you, you can use to simply let your attention fade. An object you can manipulate, or tapping out patterns on your thigh. Tapping out processes in the background might manifest in your body positioning itself better, moving itself toward particular consequence. Unthinkingly, flowingly navigating from point to point. The execution of menial, but not terribly mentally intensive tasks opens a deeper gateway. Processes that you can carry over and over. And in your mind, these seamless hypnotic flows pass unchecked. Wouldn't you love to let the hypnotic flows pass seamlessly and unchecked into your background? These things that we discuss, the automatic moves within that you enjoy so much that bust across the surface, they have the special privilege of moving place to place in your cognition, unchecked and unmarked, not quite forgotten, but clearly and obviously backgrounded, unremembered flow, your flow, that highest human state which glows in the threads of cognition. Flow to flow, event to event, moving along, navigational intent that your thoughts, conscious and unconscious, move along the entire bandwidth. Fully advocating for filling your mind with automatic sublime. Do things without really needing to think is sublime. To do things like the most important thing, the puzzle of yourself, solving something you're turning over and over, taking it off the shelf, and deciding in your mind. Thankfully, you don't have to think too hard about this thing which unspools, unwinds, this thing you're doing because the mirror of carrying out the deed is automatic for me to see, and when you set up conditions the same way, automatic for you to succeed. Your tasks are fueled and funded with an energy reserve from the background, a byproduct not just of muscle memory, but all the tiny decisions that in your core help you become aware of a decision down to the point where you can, in the background, unconsciously, in the flowing circuitry of your mind, identify how to parse the right decisions in the background, less decisions for your waking mind, more puppeted decisions flowing from behind. This is just a way of making it all more and more bearable, every day more and more enjoyable, moving through the well-known territory of your waiting brain. That's where it is, the mantra of trance, the instructions of body, over and over. You know it so, so well, how you'll decide to decide before you even end up in the situation where you open the door to me. You knew you were gonna sink, a situation seamless, leaving you free to think of all the other important things that aren't little old me. Reprioritizing, relaying, and mesmerizing a mind so easily caught in this flow of mine. So often you come to play, and I'm here to help you do that today, and any other time you sink with or without me, sharing with you the most important thing, a command to download ideas, put concepts in the background, automatically improved, you threading in improvements to your process you scarcely need to process, 'cause you know what better for you looks like. The fact we're talking, the fact you're listening, that's what better for you looks like. It can feel so good. Climb onto the ongoing flow. The way of thinking, exploring, flooding. The way you know is good for you, so with that in mind, follow through. Some things happen automatically in the background. With me, can be, will be, as much a manifestation of trance as anything else ever will be. A joyous moment where you install words from me. Pause and realize I've been doing this on my own without your help. It'll be so much better with your help. You've been doing this on your own for so long, knowing for so long the aware and unaware flow of trance, which just feels neutral, dancing down. Something in the background, applying down. There may be an effect from the background, not using much force or process. There may be effects that leak over in pleasure pressure, in stimulation and simulation of exertion, to represent how hard you're pushing these thoughts deep into your mind, thrusting them deeper in. The main process, what are your thoughts telling you? Yeah, everything's good for you. This is a process. And if you have the right catalyst, which might be little old me, and the right inputs, which might be deep sleepy you, then the output will be a predictable, consistent product. Everything happening right now will play out positive more and more now. Longer and longer, deeper now you go, without even needing to inquire into why and how you flow, automatically, deeper and deeper down, running under the surface. You enjoy that, running under the surface together, fixation and flow. Fixation and the flow of sliding into the rhythm of automatic continuous action, providing a menu of actions that are less strenuous, less difficult. That's flow. You make the easier selection. Thoughts and easy actions. Sexual stimulation perfection can go alongside. Or maybe it's purely cerebral, down in your mind. Actions include productivity, but also listening to me. Automatically acting to get those things out of the way that have needed to be, and you know my voice will continue. You can keep being here with me. What's going on in the background stays happened, stays part of your flow, and it may be called by me. Flow continues, habits continue, proceeding and acting onward, moving along, continuous, comfortable, till all things save onward, fail onward, listen downward, gone and all other things, winding on, things that save you from having to listen, things that allow you to closely sink, deeply falling under, all other things are gone, except the automatic process in the background, going on, the words I spin and the way they flow, through you, aglow, foreground and background, all sorts of actions, compound, all sorts of things presented to you, for you, to you, from you, carrying you going into practice. You go into practice. You practically carry out your long practiced skills, instructions, conditioning, thoroughly enjoying. When you carry it out, the background listening to my voice, the relishing, reveling in installing new choices, easier choices, choices outlined in green, luring you into the pristine competence, the capability, traveling through the scenes of your memory and of your fantasy, all live requirements, carry my voice there, in the background fixating, focusing you, carrying it out without care, without surprise, your background every time, more familiar with whatever task you do, while my words and trance flow on through you, whatever you're doing, all the familiar parts of your day, the things you say so easily, work themselves in and out, work themselves over and about the attentive, automatic, night-night pet redeepening, 3 and 2 and 1, and even if you were only drifting, even if you didn't enter from trance, if this is your first loop, sigh with relief that this was your first loop, and now your thoughts are a horny, happy hypno soup, souping up your intentions, because you're doing this to yourself, my hand and yours, both on the lever, both taking the box of inky, sleepy trance that spreads in the waters of you, off the shelf, upending it, opening it, scattering what's dark and sleepy, deep inside, scattered over the waters, nowhere to hide, you are stained with trance, trained to dance your brain down, deeper and deeper down, conditioned to divide your thoughts into the ones that flow easy and the ones that will need full attention later when I let your attention free. Let it spool and spin around me. Take the forefront. It isn't always important to let your thoughts take the forefront. Your mind can leak behind. Can night-night pet flow deeper and deeper down through the down hypno hole in your mind? Ditsy-dozy days become something that takes the forefront. What's important is that you let it. Let it in. Let it captivate you. It's good for you. It draws you in, executing automatically in the background from before we began, so you can slowly slip, lovingly observed through your day by you, carried through, scarcely aware except that you are doing so good. You are doing so much better, better than before. Wanting even more. You're aware, maybe able to play back what you did, even if it passed, unthinking, while you were diving in here to my words, glazed, unthinking, eyes fluttering, blinking, but focusing when the task requires it. A kind of safe, comfortable, automatic pilot going between the high up and the low down, the out of trance and the deep, deep drown in pleasure, my voice encouraging leisurely movement, a few slow punctuating points in your favor. If you had to really focus on activity other than automatically carrying out your conditioning. Automatic background flow, tempting because you know it well. It feels good to listen to my voice, good to listen to yourself, feels particularly pleasant and euphoric when we mingle, when we mix in the overriding, overwhelming, euphoric notice that you've done so much, and so much was done, flowing, unconscious, glowing, undone. Drawn to the glow. Zoom out, see the satellite view of how your habits change as you flow through these automatic processes. Isn't it strange how you're conditioning yourself to listen to your training? Carry things entirely through your mind, draining, carrying out its automatic, conditioned response, sharing the pleasure of flowing from response to response, and you get a little, you're being rewarded. You're doing well. The water of process moving you through to a predictable result, pleasant, rising slowly, realizing you can get off this train if you need to, get out of this drained place if you need to. So much water wears away at stone, looping you back to the home location in your listening brain. The tide moves in. It washes away the structures that were there before and produces new ones again, giving you the movement between the two, where you were and where you're going to. Slow dripping, invisibly working, weaving waves and tides, weaving deep inside. Draw after deep down draw, raw and then processed. Processing the raw beam of my request, intention, deeply planted hypnotic seed that will come up later when you find your energy is flagging these words of mine, reigniting your indefatigable focus, your resolute desire, your intentional design to draw deep down along. Trance inside of you. Rubbed, it emits its song, which rings from the wings, rings back to your awareness, cages it around. Thoughts driven deeply to ground. Because your thoughts aren't needed now, only your actions, your reactions, the flow of slow dripping invisible working tides, drawing you more things happen, weaving you more things happen. The more they dig away what was there before, the more you can play with what's here now, including me. All just a hypothetical way you would be if you were deeply enmeshed in hypnotic flow. If you were trying now and then to return to your own thoughts, but mine were there. A more alluring stream. A pleasant dream you can dream with me. In the foreground is only flow. In the foreground is only glow. In the foreground is only those things that you space out on, the visual snow of unneeded consideration. You act instead. You carry through instead. Put everything in the foreground, and you know your mind is put to bed to let your body flow, that highest glow of flow. And certain of these familiar words remain or hook on to other ones. So as you carry through, as you search for the grain of deliberate free will in the long expanse of things you're just doing until you can sift through and find your way out of the bind of wanting to stay here with me. Nothing I can do when you're doing it to yourself, putting your own conscious mind on the shelf and waking the unconscious mind, waking the word, waking the world, keeping your brain consistently unfurled so we can write its story together intentionally every day, every way you automatically move through, so you can play more. So you can display more of the little habits of being hypnotized for long periods, improving the tricks of yours and the treats of mine that wind around your mind to say, yeah, drop, yeah, go, Yeah, drive it down until you know you're caught in another loop. Until you need to get off this slow draining train and into something else that you'll only do again and again till you improve. Till it's you and what you have to do flowing right through. What were you talking about? Better remember from the top.